You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Last week on this program, we spoke about the fact of how concerned are you about what God thinks about you, and that you will be judged and rewarded according to your works. So says God in His Word. Now only God can give righteous judgment and righteous justice, for only God is righteous. And God the Father has given Christ the responsibility of judging the earth and everyone in it. And God the Father is going to send Jesus Christ back to this earth to do just that. Notice what it says in Isaiah 9, beginning in verse 6. It says, "For unto us a child is born," speaking of Christ here, "unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders." Now notice this, my friend. It says the government will be upon his shoulders. Rulership, kingship, and so on. Now, that didn't happen at Christ's first coming, did it? Christ came as a lamb the first time. It says, "And the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Now notice this verse 7 again. It says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David over his kingdom." Upon the throne of David. Now, where was David's throne at? Well, it was right here on earth, wasn't it? Yes, the government of God is coming to this earth, and you can be in on the ground floor. You can inherit or possess one of those mansions Christ mentioned in Book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions," or it would mean offices or positions of rulership. "If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Now notice, Christ said he had gone to prepare a place for you. And he says, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So where's Christ going to be when he returns? Well, of course, he's going to be on earth, isn't it? Yes, Christ will be, as it says in Isaiah 9, as we just quoted, as well as many other scriptures that tell us where Christ will be, that he will be on the earth, on the throne of David. Yes, sitting on the throne of his father David's. Now, David's throne was on earth. He was king over the nation of Israel, and that included the tribe of Judah, which is called today the little nation of Israel. But they are only one tribe of the 12 tribes that made up the nation of Israel in David's day. And Christ is coming back to this earth to sit on that throne and to be king of all the earth, king of all nations, as it tells you in other places in the Bible. And that was a big part, and one of the main parts, if not the very main part, of his message when he was on this earth, that he was going to come back to this earth. Notice what it says in Luke 4, and we begin in verse 31. Christ is speaking about the kingdom, the government of God on this earth. Luke 4 and verse 31. "Then he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath days." Teaching them on the Sabbaths. Notice that. Christ was teaching on the Sabbaths here. Was there something wrong with him? He wasn't teaching on the Sunday. He was teaching on the Sabbath. And notice in verses 42 and verse 43. "Now when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the crowd sought him and came to him and tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent." Did you notice that, my friends? He said, "I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent." Yes, preaching the kingdom of God, because for that purpose he had been sent. Notice in Mark 1 and verse 14, when Christ began his ministry, one of the first things that he did was to begin teaching and preaching the kingdom of God. Mark 1 and verse 14 and verse 15. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." Yes, he came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. That was his message. That was the message that he brought to this earth. A very important part and one of the main parts of the message that he taught. And one of the main reasons that he was sent to this earth, as we just quoted. So now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand." In other words, the kingdom of God was drawing near, and it's much nearer today than it was at that time. He says, "Repent and believe the gospel." Repent and believe the message that I am teaching, that I am going to set up and establish a kingdom, a government on this earth. Yes, as soon as Christ began his ministry, he was preaching and teaching the good news of the kingdom of God that was coming to this earth. He taught that mankind only has so long to try to govern himself under the sway of Satan. Mankind following the way of Cain and Balaam, which is the way of Get, as you can read of in Jude, and the way of Get is Satan inspired. And that is exactly what has brought this earth to such a miserable condition as we see it in today, is the way of Get. God is allowing man to learn that his way leads to death. Now think about that, my friends. Listen to this statement again. God is allowing mankind to learn the lesson that his way, mankind's way, which is enticed and inspired by Satan, leads to death. Man hasn't learned that yet, but he will, for God is going to send Christ back to this earth to save man from himself. Yes, there's bad times ahead. Notice what it says in Matthew 24 and verse 21. In verse 22, "For then there will be great tribulation such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no nor ever shall be." Troublesome times are ahead in the very near future, my friends. It's getting close. It says there will be great troubles such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, that is the end time, no nor ever shall be. And it's coming close. And he says, "And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." We had better be glad that there is an elect on this earth now, and that there will be at the time that Christ returned. Because otherwise, Christ is going to return at that right split second to save mankind from annihilation. Yes, this is Satan's world, his kingdom, and man has and is willingly following Satan. The way of Get, pride, envy, jealousy, lust, greed, competition. But his time is just about up. Notice what it says in Revelation 20, beginning in verse 1. "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand, and laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bind him for 1,000 years. He cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nation no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while." Now, Satan's time is about up, and this is giving us and telling us that God the Father and Jesus Christ are going to take Satan and bind him for 1,000 years. Notice what it says in verse 4. "As I said, Satan is a god of this earth. Christ is coming back to replace Satan as the ruler of this earth because he qualified to become so when he was on earth the first time. And that time is coming, and you and I should be glad that it is." Verse 4 says, "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness of Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. This is speaking of the saints, of the elect, that Christ is coming back to save. And as I said, you can be one of them if you want to turn loose of tradition and just begin obeying your Creator. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness of Jesus and for the Word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Now verse 6 says, "Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Yes, because they will have been born into the family of God. They will have become the very born sons of Jesus Christ, the very brothers of Jesus Christ, the very born sons of God the Father, and the very born brothers of Jesus Christ into the family, into the kingdom, into the government of God. And they will rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. It says, "Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such a second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now notice what it says about Satan here in the next few verses. "Now when the 1,000 years have been expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Said, now the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and it should be where the beast and the false prophet were, because they were cast into that lake of fire 1,000 years earlier, 1,000 years prior to this time, and they burned up. They weren't burning forever and ever. The wages of sin is death." When it talks about the wages of sin being death, it speaks of the second death, not the first death. It's appointed unto all men to die once. But then the wages of sin is death. It says, "They were cast into fire where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Yes, Satan and his demons will be tormented day and night forever and ever. They're spirit beings. They can't burn up. But physical flesh and blood will burn up. They will lose their life in the lake of fire unless somewhere in their lifetime they repent of their sins. Well, I see my time is up, but I will pick this topic up next week, for the Bible has much to say about the throne and the government and the kingdom of God to be established on this earth. God has allowed Satan so much time to rule this earth, but his time is just about up. You could be preparing to be in on the ground floor of this kingdom of God, as well as preparing for this greatest time of suffering which mankind has ever seen since the beginning of the world, as God says. And it just may happen in your lifetime, my friends. And you need to be preparing, be trying to find out how you can escape this terrible time that's coming on this earth. If you would like to know more about the kingdom of God to be set up on this earth and how you can escape this great tribulation that is coming, that the Bible speaks of in several places, just call us toll free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free book, "What Does the Kingdom of God Mean to You?" Just ask for the book, "Kingdom of God." We'll know what you mean. And also ask for this article, "Born with a Purpose." You need to know and understand what the kingdom of God is, where it's going to be, how it's going to be established on this earth. And all you have to do is just call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.